Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The young Dutch composer Michel van der A is pretty much guaranteed to be the first name in any music dictionary. One of the advantages to having a last name spelled A-A. But what will that entry in the dictionary say? Well, van der A's entry might point out that he won the 1999 Gaudeamus Prize for being Europe's best composer under 30. And he's here in New York to take part in the Lincoln Center Theater Directors Workshop. Michel, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
What's a composer doing at a theater director's workshop?
Yeah, well, I'm actually also a director. My music started to be more and more theatrical and more visual, so I decided to train myself as a film director and stage director as well. And
So you've studied film directing already here in New York a couple of years back. You've directed actual films for some of your operas and other projects. Other works incorporate text, electronics, musicians who mime instead of actually playing. It seems like the whole theatrical experience is really a critical part of what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a new model for what the modern composer is? The idea of a composer just doing music, old-fashioned?
Well, I just found that there are so many things I couldn't say with just sound and just audio, so I needed to stretch my vocabulary, and I started making notes in my scores for the musician to sit still, freeze their movements, mime, and yeah, this got bigger and bigger, this element, this visual element, and led me to be a director as well and direct my own operas and make my own films for within the operas.
And so you've done that, but does music ever come to you just as pure music, where you think, no, this doesn't need anything else, just the sounds?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's very important First, there's the idea, the thing you want to point out to an audience, and then you start thinking, how am I going to do this? Do I need a violin solo? Do I need a whole orchestra? Do I need, you know, electric guitar, video, and soundtrack?
Well, now, you mentioned the word soundtrack. Many of your pieces, you know, composers have these catalogs. The publisher will give you a catalog of composers' work. It'll say, this piece is for orchestra, this is for chamber ensemble. Your pieces say, orchestra and soundtrack. Chamber orchestra and soundtrack, violin and soundtrack. What does that term mean for you?
It's basically stretching the sound of the acoustic orchestra. I do a recording session with the orchestra, and I manipulate the sounds, and it gives me a way to stretch the sound. I mean, if you go to hear a string quartet, you know within which parameters are going to sound. But when there's a soundtrack, there's this unknown factor. I mean, everybody is on the edge of their seat to make sure they sync up with the soundtrack, or, you know, there's this new stretched sound, I would say.
Right, which is not a new idea in rock music or pop music, you know, the idea of other sounds that are kind of layered in as part of the mix. What do musicians feel about this when you say to them, well, you know, before you play the piece, I'm going to record you and manipulate the sounds, and you'll be playing along with that?
Yeah, well, sometimes that curse me in the beginning, especially when they also have to sync up with their own alter ego in video, because, you know, it's quite a rigid system sometimes. But then they understand what I want to do with it, and they understand the additive effect of it, actually.
My guest is Michel van der A, the young Dutch composer and director. So let's take an example, this opera called Afterlife.
Yeah.
You wrote the music, you directed the opera, and you directed a film within the opera.
Yeah, true.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't write the libretto, so...
You didn't write the libretto, okay. So it's not quite a one-man band here. But what's the... I mean, in terms of directing the film, how does that work within the overall context of the opera?
Well, in the film projections, we see the singers, the cast of the opera, as actors in the film. So I make alter egos for the singers on stage, and I stretch the stage into the video. So we projected on glass in this opera, and sometimes there was a scene behind the glass, and then the projection took over, and people run into a different world. And so it's an extension of stage, and it's a way for me to... to layer up music and to layer up the same person in a way.
So what you're doing to the music with the soundtrack, you're also doing with the actor-singers with the film.
Yeah.
Extending both.
Yeah.
Interesting. Let's hear a little excerpt from this opera called Afterlife. It's music from my guest, Michel van der Aa. Afterlife is the name of this opera by the Dutch composer Michel van der Aa. That's a really good example to hear because, well, first of all, Clara McFadden, recent award-winning vocalist over there in Europe, but at one point she's singing with a recording of her own voice, which sounds like it's been processed somewhat.
Yeah. That's happening at the same point in the video screen. So we see four or five Clarins, and they sustain pitches that are sung live on stage, so it's
So you're hearing basically a one-woman choir,
yeah.
And it's sort of echoed in what you're seeing up on the screen,
yeah,
as well. We're speaking with Michel van der Aa, composer and director, film director, opera director, now theater director, after working at the Lincoln Center Theater Directors Workshop this month. I understand you got into music as a kind of therapy as a kid, is that right?
Yeah, when I was about 10 years old, I was suffering from terrible nightmares, and my mom and dad took me to a child psychiatrist, and because they, you know, didn't know what to do with it anymore, and he said, well, have him play an instrument and see what happens, and I started playing the guitar, and actually since that moment, the nightmares basically stopped. So I see it as a physical and mental necessity to make music, otherwise I'd probably end up, you know, walking the streets of New York at night.
Well, we wouldn't want that.
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with walking the streets of New York at night.
I know.
A pleasant city. It sounds like a really progressive thing for a psychiatrist to think of.
You know,
a guitar, music might be the answer to a problem like that.
Yeah, and I actually know a few of my colleagues had a similar experience. They started doing something creative and sort of began to control their body at night.
How soon, you say you were 10 years old, how soon after your parents got you this guitar did you start composing?
Pretty much the same moment I had the guitar. I already started making small pieces and performed them in the living room to my sister and my mom and dad. And I kept on composing after that.
You know, it's funny because if you started with the guitar, you know, you're a young guy, that you would expect that you might go into the world of rock music, as many young teenagers with guitars do.
Well, I did. Yeah, I was kind of geeky. I was wearing glasses, and when I was about 17 years old, I traded my classical guitar for an electric guitar, took contact lenses, and, you know, changed my image over summer. And so I did play in pop bands as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of the rockers who are your age are doing it all themselves today. You form a band, you make the video, you do your own indie label, you do the MySpace page. Seems like you're doing all of that. I mean, are you doing something analogous to that in the classical music world now?
Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, for me, it's just combining a love for theater and love for film with a love for music. And yeah, and I got the chance to direct this big opera and to write the music for it and to show, you know, that I could do it. It was a, you know, a scary thing, but I was very happy to do so, and I'm looking forward to do it more often.
And what kind of audience shows up? Are you getting a younger crowd than we normally see at a classical music event?
Yes, yes. A lot of people that also go to see dance or listen to pop music. I mean, it's quite a young audience, and we were happy to sell out all 8 performances quite soon. So I was very, very happy and very fortunate.
Michel van der A is my guest. At the end of the day, with all the directing that you do, are you still a composer? Is that what you put on the business card?
I think so, yeah. It all starts with music, and then, you know, I take it from there, basically.
All right. A little bit more from Michel van der A as we wrap up Soundcheck today. Michel, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow, long before HBO's Sopranos stunned viewers with its controversial finale, surprise endings defined music and art for centuries. We'll look at how composers and songwriters avoid the Hollywood ending. Also tomorrow, Low is the defining band of indie rock's slowcore movement. They'll play live in our studio. And finally, a look at folkstreams.net, a national treasury of documentary films about folk art and culture. Check out our archives and podcasts online at WNYC.org. You can also chime in. Check out the comments feature on our website. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter, with Patrick Rivers and Alicia Abbott. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatau, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again tomorrow at this time for the next Soundcheck.